Well, good day, everyone. I'm Sam on NXT Radio. Once again, our program is the Community Bulletin Board, and we're brought to you by our hometown hospital, SOMC. They're a Magnet hospital. Magnet means excellence in nursing care. They've won this three times now. Latest in 2017, I was up there for all the hooping and hollering up there at the Bronson Building when they won that again. That's excellence in nursing care. It's awarded by the American Nursing Credentialing Center in Baltimore, and we went through the procedures there for several months then, and I know a friend of mine who's a nurse kept calling me and saying, well, we're going to get it any day now. So finally it came through there in the month of January. Our guest today is Michelle. Michelle Zirkle Markham is an author. I've known her for some time. She has apparently a bent for literary excellence here, and we've done a book so far called Reign No Evil, and she has a background of teaching and marketing and advertising, and is just a real good friend of mine. Michelle, basically, it's good to see you as always, and you're working on a second book now. We talked about travel as maybe broadening, obviously, but also it kind of gives you maybe some new insights, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I travel somewhere, Sam, I learn something new, and oftentimes it's a tie-in to what's going on in the world. Lately, of course, we've had a lot of floods along the Ohio River. And I did just return from, I have the travel bug. As my grandmother would say, I have wheels on my butt. I do love to travel, and I just got back from Asheville, North Carolina. And Asheville has a plethora of waterfalls, just amazing little hikes. And I went to Triple Falls, and I went to Looking Glass Falls. And it just reminded me of the beauty of nature and how we need to take time to do the things we want to do every day. I know we do have to, of course, we have the things we have to do. We have to work. We have to, do our laundry and brush our teeth and all those things. But we also need to take time to do the things that we want to do. I know you had mentioned earlier some trips you'd wanted to take as we were talking here before the show and how, you know, sometimes you just don't do that. And I have to say, as I've gotten a little older and I haven't quite caught up to you yet. Oh, that was a little dig on Sam.
And
but
I never will.
And I never will.
Okay, and again, teaching, of course, has been your life, and you still go back to that once in a while, and you're finishing up a stint now in a school, basically, and you've worked in West Virginia, you worked in Columbus, different schools like that. I think maybe once a teacher, always a teacher. I like the military. I got called back into teaching two or three times here in the university system and also in the K-9 system here. I enjoyed it very much. Yeah, I couldn't make much money as a substitute teacher. I think you have to be pretty well full-time, and you're on strike now.
Yeah, we are on strike in West Virginia, so hence my impromptu visit with you today. But when I was in Asheville, I was back on looking at all these waterfalls and just enjoying the beauty of it, and also at the same time realizing that the flood stage was the flood was rising more and more every day in Pomeroy, Ohio, which is where I grew up, and of course along the banks, I'm sure, here of Portsmouth as well, and several of the stores that had cleaned out and mopped up and moved back in after moving out just last week, they were under danger again of again moving all of their things back out, and I guess that didn't actually happen. However, it did remind me of that there's beauty in the water. There's absolute magnificent beauty. I was standing there watching the falls and just imagining getting in and washing my hair in it, and the water would come over, it tumble over. It almost looked like cotton candy, just foaming up. And I imagined how the ancient Americans would go out and gather the water in their vessels so that they could cook with it and clean with it. But it was just the mist spraying up from this waterfall. It was a warm summer day, 75 degrees in Asheville. It was actually in a place called, DuPont State Park. Mm-hmm. That's the name of it. So it's right south of Asheville. But as I was looking at that and also getting reports of the danger of the floodwaters coming up in the stores in Pomeroy, Ohio, I was again reminded of balance. Mm-hmm. and the fact that water is not only beautiful, magnificent, and just pristine, but it's also very dangerous. And so it can be life-enhancing or it can be life-taking. And such is the case when I was in Hawaii at a waterfall. I was out there a few years ago, and I was at a waterfall called Manoa Falls, and I'd been there all afternoon. It was a very muddy hike. It's a little different hiking there in Hawaii because, and I say hiking, I mean a few miles in, a few miles out for me. Yeah. There are other longer hikes that you can take, but the climate there is more like a rainforest. It really is. It's very damp, very misty, and so it was a muddy hike out to the falls, and it was called Manoa Falls, and I spent the afternoon there. Came back and had a at the little gift shop restaurant there on the grounds, had a pina colada and what's called an acai berry bowl, and that acai is a berry, and it is very good, similar to blueberry raspberry ish, and what it's a yogurt, so they it's in a bowl, and there's granola and some fruit on it, bananas, cinnamon, and something. So it's very good. So I sat there and enjoyed that, and by the time I'd gotten back to the hotel, there was already news out that a young lady had fallen to her death at the very falls where I had just been. And lost her balance. And she was a she had graduated valedictorian of her senior class in Hawaii, and she was had just entered med school at the University of Washington State here on the continental states. It was. And it really made me just take pause again at the just the importance of balance. And I mean, of course, hers was literal balance. She was very in shape. She there were pictures of her on the internet of her doing yoga. She was extremely, extremely balanced. But on this particular day, balance was not her forte. And yeah, and she looked too far over this beauty, this magnificent waterfall, and fell to her death there. And it did remind me of, and actually that was the theme of the last column that I wrote. As you know, I write for the paper sometimes, and here in Talon you have a new editor that may be picking up some of my columns again. Lynn Adams is his name. I just met with him yesterday while I was in town.
Started about a month ago.
Okay, so yeah, I know that the last editor left, but that is the sort of thing I write about, and it really it really shook me to know I had just been there, and this young lady had not been balanced enough to stay put and to stay alive, literally. And so again, the balance of work and play, and I see that, you know, I see the symbolism so much in life with those sort of things, and actual, I know this is not directly about a book, but it does of course tie into the water theme and rain no evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, you and I have talked about a book. I've thought about doing my memoirs, and I probably will one day. I have the working title, My Life in Broadcasting. It hasn't gone much longer, farther than that. People give me ideas, and I sit down, and I'll write a couple of paragraphs, and then a writer's block, or just I get lazy. I don't know, a little bit of both. But, you know, you're writing what you're living, and I think that's really what good authors do. I think that's really what they do. An author, literary, a fiction writer, had St. Vincent Millay, any of the other popular female authors that you have going on now. Some work with ghost writers to help them out. Some of them must, because they turn out too many books.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
John Grisham writes great legal thrillers. I love his books, and he writes so many, and I found out later on, I think he has a ghost writer, mm-hmm. because, I mean, you almost have to have.
Two.
Maybe a couple of them, yeah. But a practicing lawyer down in Mississippi for about a month and a half, and then he decided, hey, I can make more money writing books, and he does. But anyway, now your books, now Rain No Evil is available still at some stores around town.
Yes, Rain No Evil. I just dropped off a fresh batch of them to the Riverbend Antique Mall there with Gary. He has them at his booth, and so they're available. And of course, the library does have a copy to loan out as well. I always do the author event that you do here at your local library. It's amazing here, by the way. I've been to a lot of libraries. I travel a lot, and you have an excellent library here. Katie Williams is wonderful. I know you know Katie. I didn't get to see her last night when I was by, but I always try to stop by. And I'm always amazed at the interesting new technologies that arise. Printing something, it's painless, and they're so helpful here. But you know, water. The name of my book, my last book, was Rain No Evil, and that was because of a water spirit that had entered my house in West Virginia, and I had had a house exorcism. I had attachments to my auric field as well, and I had help from an energy lady in Charleston, West Virginia. But water seems to have been a theme for me, literally one that has followed me through my life. I grew up on the banks of the Ohio River in Middleport, Ohio, and the river, my great-grandfather was a riverboat captain. And the river literally seems to run, it runs through my blood. If that's a good title, isn't it? The River Runs Through My Blood. Actually, it is the title of a short story that I've written. But, yes, exactly, jot that down. You know, you mentioned I write about what I live, and I really do. It just calls to me. And I think that that's the difference a lot of times between people. So a lot of people will tell me, you know, I want to write my memoir, or I want to write something. Taking the time to do it is difficult even for me sometimes to make myself sit, because I'm kind of a mover. But as far as feeling compelled to, when you can't imagine your life without having that pen in your hand or the keyboard underneath your fingertips, that's when you know you're a writer. Exactly. When you know it's like breath to you, that's when you know you're a writer. It's like being a smoker. You're either a smoker or you're not. You can't say, well, I smoke sometimes. Well, I'm sure there are people who do, but you're a smoker then. Okay, if you're a smoker or you're not, it's like being pregnant.
Yeah.
You're a writer or you're not. That's how strongly I feel about it. Now, some people like to just write certain types of things.
Yeah.
You know, everybody doesn't like to write columns like I do for the newspaper. Everybody doesn't necessarily need to write a book to be a writer. Absolutely. There's a lot of people who write short stories or poems. With this book, the new book that I just finished here in town this weekend, it's called The Emerald Island Elixir. And I'm very excited to be looking for an agent. Just will be starting today to look for an agent for the book. It's set in Ireland, and of course that is partly due to the fact that I've been to Ireland, and it's an enchanting country. And there is a waterfall in this one too. Yes, it's very green, and this waterfall is very magical. This story has a magical element to it. It's entirely fabricated, unlike my last story. And so I am excited to get Emerald Island Elixir out there. Again, it does have to do a little bit with water, because there's a waterfall in it, but it's set in a little town south of Dublin, and it is by far just your average book, because I think a little differently, I think, sometimes than a lot of people, and I've got a lot of little magical fairies in there, and a lot of healing. Healing. There's a boy who did something bad. He wants a chance to come back, and he does come back, and he comes back delivering his own baby. So that's how the story starts. That's a little teaser.
Well, I was going to say that's good, but you think of ideas like that, and there's not probably one person in 100 that I know that would have ideas like that, and that's what you need to make a good book. We had a young lady who worked here as a reporter for a while, and we had I think it was in the spring, and we had some flooding going on. But she wrote a story, and I think I wrote the story for her. She read it, and the line was, well, there was so much water, it was really of biblical proportions. Well, she loved that line. So the next day, she wrote a story about an armed robbery, and she said it was an armed robbery of biblical proportions. And I took her to one side. I said, Portia, I said, honey, you know, you're doing a good job here. I love that. But if you're going to write a story about something that deals with water, it has to have water in it. An armed robbery wouldn't necessarily have water. So he was, but she loved that line. And I'd have to catch her once in a while. I'd say, no. See, there's no water involved there, you know. but people, you know, people are people, and they just love writing. But I'm going to sit down and do that book once a day. Every time I talk to you, I get inspired again.
Oh, good. I love that.
Yes.
Being inspiring is
want to wish you all the best, my dear, and keep in touch. Let us know whenever that new book comes out. I want a copy of it. And we want to review it on the air, obviously. So, you know, kudos to you.
Absolutely. And this weekend, I am going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the Salt Cave. Actually, tonight, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio on Polaris Parkway at the Salt Cave, leading a meditation, Heal Your Heart. And also, they'll get a session in the Salt Cave, which is very very relaxing and very good for a lot of things, respiratory, depression, so forth. You're breathing in that salt. Also, tomorrow I'm at Gemini's Eclectic Emporium in Zanesville, Ohio, where I'm doing life coaching sessions and healing sessions. So you can come on out. I think it's still there's still some available slots. They can go to Gemini's Eclectic Emporium online. And if they're also interested in my book, Reign No Evil, they can go to reignnoevil.com, because besides being here in town, it is on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody wants to send you an email. Let me have your email address so we can, I'm going to send you this program, obviously, but anybody wants to communicate with you with an email sometime, say, I loved your book.
Absolutely. And I do have reviews on Amazon, but you can go to reignnoevil.com and my email is on there. Also, there's zirksquirks@gmail.com, and that's zirksquirks@gmail.com.
All right, my dear, always good to see you. And again, you look like you're still in great shape. So what are you doing? Keep it up. You know, obviously, I'm trying to lose a little bit of tummy. I went to my doc the other day, and he said, Sam, you're getting that Dunlap disease. I said, what's that, Doc? He says, that's where your belly Dunlaps over your belt.
Oh, no. Oh, general.
They are mean. Doctors are mean. Anyway, thanks for your company, folks. Again, thanks, Michelle, and we'll keep the program on the air for a number of times. And again, take care of yourselves. Again, this program underwritten by SOMC, your hometown hospital. 800 hard-working healthcare providers working for you every day out there at SOMC and branches all around the town. In the meantime, we'll talk to you down the road. Take care of yourselves. God bless you. Take care of your family. Sam on the radio one more time. We'll see you later.